Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing, with God's praise I will wake the dawn. O Sister Dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep, small death. You, Sister, graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spice, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too, our hands so grasping rest has freed, to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed, stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word, a world so prodigal and free. Reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. They are blessed who are helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in Adonai Elohim, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. O Adonai, you keep faith forever. You are just to those who are oppressed. It is you who give bread to the set prisoners free. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. O Adonai, you give sight to the blind and grace up all who are bowed down. O Adonai, you love the just. Adonai, you protect the stranger. My soul give praise to our God, Adonai. You uphold the widow and orphan, but what my soul give praise to our God, Adonai. A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Consider this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must share as called and gifted, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, "The just scatter abroad and give to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever." The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open wide your hand and grant the desires of all living things, and you give them their food in due season. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due season. Martha, Martha, do not worry and fret. Mary has chosen a good portion. Do not take it from her. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Martha, Martha, do not worry and fret. Mary has chosen a good portion. Do not take it from her. Alleluia. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon the earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Bless those who are busy about many things, and those who are aware of your presence among us. Send forth your Spirit, and they will be created, and you will renew the face of the earth. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Great fire of charity, kindle in us both the generous hospitality of Martha and the contemplative spirit of Mary, whose feast we celebrate today. As the abundance of summer's fields and gardens calls us to be busy about many things, and to share these blessings with others, may the overwhelming beauty and mystery of creation move us to contemplative wonder, gratitude, and praise. For your love is the power which creates, sustains, and guides all things to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life, now and forever. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.